Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Mezekes Nedarim, Daf Hey, the first parak, Kol Kanuye. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara suggests a second possibility to explain Shmuel's statement from the previous Daf that only if one added the phrase Shani Ochel Ocha, in that which I eat of yours, would he limit the prohibition to his benefiting from his friend. But if he only said Mehudrani Heimach, I'm vowed from you, then they're both forbidden from benefiting from one another, in line with the statement from Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. However, the Gemara proves from a mission that such a vow only forbids him to benefit from his friend and not vice versa. And therefore, the Gemara revises Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's statement to read, if one says, Mudar ni locha, shnei masurim, I am vowed to you, they are both forbidden to benefit from each other. But if one says, Mudrani heimach, hu asur v'chaver mutter, I am vowed from you, he is forbidden to benefit from his friend, but his friend is permitted. The Ran explains that the term locha can mean both to you and yours. So the vow includes a prohibition in both directions. The Gemara points out that this revision cannot be used to explain Shmuel's statement, since Shmuel is speaking in the context of the Mishnah's case, which discusses Mudrani Locha and not Mudrani Heimach. Pointing to the Gemara concludes that Shmuel did mean to say that only if one adds the phrase Shani Ochel Locha is the vow effective, but if he only says Mudrani Mimcha, I am vowed from you, the vow is ineffective. Here, the Gemara explains that the reason is L'mash Mada'a Ma'aser. It does not imply that he's saying a prohibition. The reason for this is Mudar ni mimcha umishdigni bahadach machshma. I am vowed from you can instead imply I will not speak with you. Mufreshani mimcha, I am separated from you, can mean I will not do business with you. Meruchakani mimcha, I am distanced from you, can mean I'll not stand within 4 amas of you. The one explains that since the implication of his vow is not conclusive, no vow takes effect at all, and he's also not prohibited from speaking with his friend. The Gemara concludes from this that Shmuel holds Yadaim she'em mochichos lo havin yadaim. Yadayim, which are inconclusive, are not valid yadayim. And pointing with you, the Gemara records machlokas between Abai and Rabbah about yadayim she'em ochichos, yadayim which are inconclusive. Abai says they are valid yadayim, and Rabbah says they are not. Rabbah brings support for his position from a hekesh between naziros and yados naziros. Man naziros b'hafla up yados b'hafla. Just as naziros must be clearly expressed, so too yados must be clearly expressed, meaning they must be conclusive. The Gemara asks that this dispute seems to reflect a Malchokas Tanaim regarding a get, for it was stated in the Mishnah, Gufo Shel Get, Hariat Materas Kol Adam. The essence of a get is, you are thus permitted to anyone. Rabbi Yehuda says the get must include, V'dindi havi lichi minai, sefer tiruchin v'geri shavukin, and this will be yours from me, a document of expulsion and a letter of release. We see that Tanaim have already disagreed about how clear a partial expression must be for a valid get. The Gemara answers that Abai can conform even with Rabbi Yehuda because only by a get are conclusive yadayim required, the be'in increases because complete severing is needed, as opposed to elsewhere. Rava can conform with the Rabban because only by a get do the Rabban hold yadayim she'em mochichos are sufficient, because ein ad megarish as eshes chavero, a man does not divorce his friend's wife, meaning it's obvious for whom the get is intended, but elsewhere they can agree that yadayim she'em mochichos are inadequate. The Gemara will attract the point regarding Abaya on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara suggests a second possibility to explain Shmuel's statement from the previous daf that only if one added the phrase Shani Ochel Ocha in that which I eat of yours, would he limit the prohibition to his benefiting from his friend. But if he only said Mudrani Heimach, I am vowed from you, then they are both forbidden from benefiting from one another, in line with the statement from Yossi Bar Chanina. However, the Gemara proves from a mission that such a vow only forbids him to benefit from his friend and not vice versa. And therefore, the Gemara revises Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's statement to read, if one says, Mudar ni locha, shnei masurim, I am vowed to you, they are both forbidden to benefit from each other. But if one says, Mudrani heimach, hu asur v'chaver mutter, I am vowed from you, he is forbidden to benefit from his friend, but his friend is permitted. The Ran explains that the term locha can mean both to you and yours. So the vow includes a prohibition in both directions. The Gemara points out that this revision cannot be used to explain Shmuel's statement, since Shmuel is speaking in the context of the Mishnah's case, which discusses Mudrani Locha and not Mudrani Heimach. Pointing to the Gemara concludes that Shmuel did mean to say that only if one adds the phrase Shani Ochel Ocha is the vow effective, but if he only says Mudrani Mimcha, I am vowed from you, the vow is ineffective. Here, the Gemara explains that the reason is L'mash Mada'a Ma'aser. It does not imply that he's saying a prohibition. The reason for this is Mudar ni mimcha umishdigni bahadach machshma. I am vowed from you can instead imply I will not speak with you. Mufreshani mimcha, I am separated from you, can mean I will not do business with you. Meruchakani mimcha, I am distanced from you, can mean I'll not stand within 4 amas of you. The one explains that since the implication of his vow is not conclusive, no vow takes effect at all, and he's also not prohibited from speaking with his friend. The Gemara concludes from this that Shmuel holds yadayim she'ein mochicho es lo havin yadayim. Yadayim, which are inconclusive, are not valid yadayim. And pointing with you, the Gemara records machlokas between Abai and Rava about yadayim she'ein mochichos, yadayim which are inconclusive. Abai says they are valid yadayim, and Rava says they are not. Rava brings support for his position from a hekesh between naziros and yados naziros. Ma naziros b'hafla up yados b'hafla. Just as naziros must be clearly expressed, so too yados must be clearly expressed, meaning they must be conclusive. The Gemara asks that this dispute seems to reflect a machlokas tanaim regarding a get, for it was stated in the Mishnah, Gufosho get, hariat materzal ko adam. The essence of a get is, you are thus permitted to anyone. Rabbi Yudah says the get must include, v'dindi havilich minai sefer teruchim migeri shavukin, and this will be yours from me, a document of expulsion and a letter of release. We see that tanaim have already disagreed about how clear a partial expression must be for a valid get. The Gemara answers that Abai can conform even with Rabbi Yehuda because only by a get are conclusive yadayim required, the be'in increases because complete severing is needed, as opposed to elsewhere. Rava can conform with the Rabban because only by a get do the Rabban hold yadayim she'ein mochichos are sufficient, because ein adam megarish as eshes chavero, a man does not divorce his friend's wife, meaning it's obvious for whom the get is intended, but elsewhere they can agree that yadayim she'ein mochichos are inadequate. The Gemara will attract the point regarding Abaya on the next stop. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Hey, and our standard Siman is hay, like a haystack. So here goes. The two farmers baling hay were forbidden to benefit from one another because one said, Mudar ani lecha, after his friend inscribed the words, I am separated from you in a haystack, and he thought he meant, I will not do business with you. When the friend was actually trying to win back his wife, who demanded that he give her an explicit get. Once again, in slow motion. The two farmers baling hay, hey, that must be on duff, hey. The two farmers baling hay were forbidden to benefit from one another, because one said, Mudar ani lecha, which reminds us, the Gemara revises Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's statement to read, if one says, Mudar ani lecha, shneim asurim, I am vowed to you, they're both forbidden to benefit from each other. But if one says, Mudrani hemach, hu asur v'chavero mutter, I am vowed from you, he's forbidden to benefit from his friend, but his friend is permitted. So, the two farmers baling hay were forbidden to benefit from one another, because one said, Mudar ani lecha, after his friend inscribed the words, I am separated from you in a haystack, and he thought he meant, I will not do business with you, which reminds us. The Gemara concludes that Shmuel did mean to say that only if one adds the phrase, Shani och lecha, is the vow effective, but if he only says, Mudar ani mimcha, I am vowed from you, the vow is ineffective. Here the Gemara explains that the reason is, l'mashma da'amar aser. It does not imply that he's saying a prohibition. The reason for this is, mudar ani mimcha, I am vowed from you, can instead imply, I will not speak with you. Mufashani mimcha, I'm separated from you, can mean, I will not do business with you. The Gemara explains that since the implication of his vow is not conclusive, no vow takes effect at all. So the two farmers baling hay were forbidden to benefit from one another, because one said, mudar ani lecha, after his friend inscribed the words, I'm separated from you in a haystack, and he thought he meant, I will not do business with you. When the friend was actually trying to win back his wife, who demanded that he give her an explicit get. Which reminds us, the Gemara records machlokes between Abai and Rav about yadayim she'ein mochichos, yadayim which are inconclusive. Abai says they are valid yadayim, and Rav says they are not. The Gemara asks that this dispute seems to reflect a machlokes tanaim regarding a get, for it stated in the Mishnah, Gufo shel get ari muter zekol adam. The absence of a get is you are thus permitted to anyone. Rabbi Yudah says the get must include v'din dehav yulichim inai sefer teruchim migeri shavukin, and this will be yours from me, a document of expulsion and a letter of release. We see that tanaim have already disagreed about how clear a partial expression must be for a valid get. The Gemara shows, though, how Abai can conform with even Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabba can conform with the Rabbanan. So once again, the two farmers baling hay were forbidden to benefit from one another, because one said, Mudar ani lecha, after his friend inscribed the words, I am separated from you in a haystack, and he thought he meant, I'll not do business with you. When the friend was actually trying to win back his wife, who demanded that he give her an explicit get. All right, so now it's time for four blot back chazara. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the simmer Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The Rubik's Cube champ, Rubik's Cube, that must be more in Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Rubik's Cube champ who could solve the puzzle while riding a deer and drinking milk with honey, which reminds us that we learned why Eretz Yisrael is compared to a tzvi, and that its fruits are shmeni machalav u'mesukim mitvash, richer than milk and sweeter than honey. So the Rubik's Cube champ, who could solve the puzzle while riding a deer and drinking milk with honey, was so excited to get to the competition that he crossed a river by rope and kissed the ground, which reminds us that when Rabbi Zer was going up to Eretz Yisrael, he could not find a ferry to cross the river, so he held onto a rope that was strung across the river and walked across on a narrow piece of wood, which evoked a response from a Saduki, and that Rabbi Abba kissed the stones of Akka when he arrived in the land. So the Rubik's Cube champ, who could solve the puzzle while riding a deer and drinking milk with honey, was so excited to get to the competition that he crossed a river by rope and kissed the ground, without noticing that all the barren trees were now bearing fruit that looked like Rubik's Cubes, which reminds us that the Masechta concludes on the following positive note. Rabbi Chiya Barashi said, "In the name of Rav, Asidin Kol Yilani Srak Shbe'eretz Yisrael Shiyatanu Peros. In the future, all the barren trees that are in Eretz Yisrael are destined to bear fruit." Dav Beis. So the Simmer Dav Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house. House? That must be on Dav Beis. Bias. The frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim, Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros, which reminds us that the mission begins, the Kinui Nedarim, Kinedarim, and the same applies for a Kinuim of Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros. So the frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim, Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros, because he forgot to list the two items that are in Isra Chepsa first, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the listing in order of all the Kinuim, and we learned that Haramim was listed second after Nedarim, even though Shavuos and Nedarim are written together in the Torah, because with Nedarim and Haramim, the person is being Oser the Chavetz on himself, the object on himself, whereas with the Shavuot, he is being Oser himself on the Chavetz. So the frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim, Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros, because he forgot to list the two items that are in Isra Chepsa first, decided that he would give precedence and list examples of Yados before examples of Kinuim, which reminds the Mishnah's Mechus Mechusra missing text, and it should read Kol Kinui Nedarim Kinedarim, Yados Nedarim Kinedarim, and then afterwards it present the examples of Yados Nedarim. Daf Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Gimel is a Gamal, a camel. So here goes. The camel driver, that must be more in Daf Gimel, Gamal. The camel driver who traveled far to clarify Yados Nedarim first because they were learned from a drasha, which reminds us that since the Yados are derived through a drasha, the Tana explains them first. So the camel driver who traveled far to clarify Yados Nedarim first because they were learned from a drasha was so inspired when a Nazir told him that the Yados Nedarim rule was learned from a repetitive phrase by Nazir, which reminds us the source for Yados by Naziris is from the double lashon of Nazir Hazir in the Pasuk, and we learned through a hekesh of Nazir to Nedarim that Yados also apply to Nedarim. So the camel driver who traveled far to clarify Yados Nedarim first because they were learned from a drasha was so inspired when a Nazir told him that the Yados Nedarim rule was learned from a repetitive phrase by Nazir that he declared, "I will not leave this world without being a Nazir," and rush on his way, lest he violate Baal Ta'akhir, which reminds us, the application of Baal Ta'akhir to a Nazir is when someone says, "Lo yipatu min ha'olam ad shehe Nazir," I will not leave this world without first being a Nazir. From that moment, he must be a Nazir because he must fear that any moment may be his last, and a delay would thus violate Baal Ta'akhir. Daf Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Dalad is a door. So here goes. The man who accepted his Nazir is in the graveyard next to the doorman's plot with a tombstone shaped like a door. Doorman with a tombstone shaped like a door? That must be one Daf Dalad. Dalad. Door. The man who accepted his Nazir is in the graveyard next to the doorman's plot with a tombstone shaped like a door, which reminds us, the Gemara in this stuff begins by offering more ways that a Nazir can violate the Losasi of Baal Ta'akhir. The first is in a case where he accepts to be a Nazir in a graveyard. The Gemara clarifies that although the Nazir is effective despite the acceptance being in a graveyard, nevertheless, he is subject to Baal Ta'akhir Mishum the Kama Akhir Naziris the Tahara, because he's delaying the Naziris of Tahara. The second option is that the Nazir violates Baal Ta'akhir for delaying his shaving. So the man who accepted his Nazir is in the graveyard next to the doorman's plot with a tombstone shaped like a door realized he was also going to be delayed in bringing his karbanis and transgress Baal Ta'akhir again, which reminds us. The Gemara offers a third option of how a Nazir could be over Baal Ta'akhir. He violates Baal Ta'akhir by delaying to bring his karbanis. The Gemara challenges this answer by asserting that we would not need to learn this from the Darim, as the Braisa did on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, because we already have a drasha that teaches that obligatory karbanis are included in Baal Ta'akhir, and the karbanis of a Nazir are obligatory. It answers, you might have said that the Torah taught a chiddush by Nazir, so perhaps Baal Ta'akhir does not apply to a Nazir. The Gemara provides two explanations of what the chiddush is. So the man who accepted his nazir is in the graveyard next to the doorman's plot, with a tombstone shaped like a door, realized he was also going to be delayed in bringing his karbanis and transgress Baal Ta'achir again, and wished he had just said a simple netter such as, I am vowed from you in that which I eat of yours. Which reminds us, the Mishnah had given examples of yadas nadarim, such as someone who says, Mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, I am vowed from you or I am separated from you. Shmuel said, in all these, it only applies when he adds that which I eat of yours or that which I taste of yours. He holds that the two sets of phrases in the Mishnah should be understood as two parts of a single case and not two separate cases. The Gemara clarifies what exactly did Shmuel mean. All right, now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the one that according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, when one says, Mudar ani locha, I am vowed to you, both people are forbidden to one another. That's on Dav. Hey, good. Number 2. Which of the one that a Nazir can be over Baal Ta'achir by accepting his Nazirus in a graveyard? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good. Number 3. Which of the one that Haramim was placed second after Nadarim in the Mishnah instead of Shavuos because both Nadarim and Haramim are Nisr Chepsa? That's on Daf. Bays. Good number 4. Which stuff did we learn that the first Mishnah is Chasuri Michsura and should have text that read Biyados Nadarim Kan Nadarim? That's on Dav. Bays. Good number 5. Which stuff did we learn a case where a Nazir could violate Baal Ta'achir is when he said, I will not leave this world without being a Nazir? That's on Dav. Gimel. Good number 6. Which stuff did we learn that Shmuel holds that if one said Mufreshani Mimcha, I'm separated from you, it's not good neder, since he could mean I'm not doing business with you. That's on Daf. Hey, good. Number 7. Wish of the one that Kinuim Nadarim are Kinadarim, and the same applies for Kinuim for Haramim, Shavuos, and Naziros. That's on Daf. Base. Good. Number 8. Wish of the one that one of the reasons the Tana explained Yados first is that it was taught from a drasha. That's on Daf. Gimel. Good number 9. Which stuff in the Malchokas of Bayan Rabba regarding Yadayim She'em Ochichos is compared to a Malchokas regarding how explicit does a get have to be? That's on Daf. Hey, good. And number 10. Which stuff in the Yados Naziros is learned from the double Lashon of Nazir LaHazir and Yados Nadarim is learned from a Hekesh to Nadarim? That's on Daf. Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's Shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.